Pittsburgh Steelers fans, what's going on? This is Jeff Hartman, co-editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, with you for another Pittsburgh Steelers Injury Report podcast. And it's Friday, and that's a great day for everyone that gets a weekend off. I hope you are out there, have some great weekend plans for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nah, I'm not sure if they have much going on. Oh, yeah, the 5-0 Titans, the 5-0 Steelers, Sunday, 1 o'clock in Nashville, Nissan Stadium. It is going to be a good one, and a lot of people are wondering, what's going on with the injuries? How are the injuries stacking up for both of these teams? We've been taking a look at this all week as we've progressed through Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We always do those on a typical Sunday game. Wednesday's list, we always talk about, it's always long. Thursday, it typically gets narrowed down a little bit. And then Friday, we get the final game report. And that's what we're going to go over today. And then after we go over the actual injury report, we'll talk about ramifications, both for fantasy football as well as for the upcoming game. So let's get right to things. Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's go over again on Thursday. We had, you know, everyone was talking about Ben Roethlisberger. He had a personal reason and was limited. Everyone was concerned. I don't think there's any room for concern. Mike Hilton did not practice Thursday, nor did Derek Watt. Everyone else was full. Now, before this podcast was recorded, Devin Bush was put on injured reserve. Therefore, he is no longer on the injury report. We knew it was just a matter of time. But here's the practice report for Friday. This is not game status. This is just practice report right now. Ben Roethlisberger was a full participant, didn't miss for any rhyme or reason. Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster were all full. Marquise Pouncey with a foot, DeCastro abdomen, and Stephon Tuitt, all full participants. All of them are good to go. Then we get to the players that have missed some practice. Derek Watt with a hamstring. I called this on Wednesday. I was right. I hate to be right with these things, but I was right. He is not going to be playing. He has been ruled out. Did not practice all week. He's out. The bigger injury, and I also predicted this if you listen to the Steelers preview podcast, just because he missed Wednesday and Thursday, I said, I really don't think he's going to play, especially with the position and the way that he plays. Mike Hilton with a shoulder injury did not practice on Friday. He has been ruled out for the game this Sunday in Tennessee. Bad news for the Steelers, especially the defense. We'll talk about the ramifications of that here in a second. But let's go to the other side of the fence. On Friday, the Tennessee Titans, Jadeveon Clowney was another full participant in practice. He missed, I think, on Wednesday. Yes, he missed practice on Wednesday because of a knee, but he practiced on Thursday and Friday, so he's good to go. Mykole Pruitt, the tight end, he was sick. He's back to action. Tackle Isaiah Wilson, also back with an illness. DaQuan Jones with a foot was back. A.J. Brown, that was the big name that just popped up on Thursday with a knee injury, did not participate. He practiced Wednesday, didn't practice Thursday, but he practiced fully on Friday. Tight end Jonnu Smith, an ankle, he was a full participant. Tackle Dennis Kelly, also with a knee, was a full participant. So what does that equate to? What are the game status? None. The Tennessee Titans have no one questionable. They have no one out. They are a healthy football team. So if the Pittsburgh Steelers go into Nashville and they beat the Tennessee Titans, like I predicted on my Let's Ride podcast, which aired this morning, make sure you check that out on our podcast platform, then by all stretch of the event, there's no excuses for the Titans. There's no, oh yeah, but we were missing blank. Now they are going to miss Taylor Lewan, who has put on injured reserve. He tore his ACL. That's their starting left tackle. But the Steelers are going to be without Devin Bush. He tore an ACL. He's the inside linebacker. He's going to be out as well. So while both teams have players that have significant roles that are ruled out because of ACL injuries, the Titans, other than that, are a very, very healthy team. So let's talk about the ramifications. First and foremost, let's talk about the Titans from a fantasy football standpoint and from a Steelers defensive standpoint. A.J. Brown playing, that means that Ryan Tannehill has his number one target at the wide receiver position back and ready to go. And this guy is a load. He and DK Metcalf, they were tearing up at Ole Miss before they came to the NFL, and A.J. Brown hasn't missed a beat. Even as a rookie last year, he dominated. He's been doing it ever since he came back from the knee injury earlier this year. He is going to be an issue. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers, when you look at who they're going to match up with, I think they're going to want Joe Hayden on A.J. Brown because Hayden is a physical cornerback. He's going to go up. He's a wily veteran. Hayden does these little things that you learn over time, and I think that'll do him well. Hayden struggles with guys that are burners. A.J. Brown is not that. He's a very good player. He's very well-rounded. He's not slow, but he's not someone like a DeSean Jackson who's going to run right by you. I think that the Steelers would be smart to get Joe Hayden on A.J. Brown. But when you look about the Steelers, I mean, Derek Watt missing, unfortunately, has been a common occurrence for the Steelers. So they're comfortable not having a fullback. Go back to 2019. They didn't have Roosevelt Nix, so they had to learn how to play without one at that time, too. So Derek Watt being out, I'm not too concerned with. Special teams-wise, yeah, Ulysses Gilbert III will be active because of Bush's injury, so he'll be able to take over some of that. And the Steelers' kickoff coverage units have been very good this year. Mike Hilton being out definitely has me concerned a little bit. You just, not so much by the fact that are the Steelers going to be able to replace him, because you have to wonder how much nickel and dime are they going to play anyways. The Titans, Mike Tomlin said this on Tuesday, are not a team that likes to run out exotic personnel groupings. They are pretty much your standard set them up, knock them down style of offense. And in that case, the Steelers might play more base defense this week than they have all year. It might also be a reason why the Steelers promoted Henry Mondeau, defensive interior lineman. Boy, people are high on this guy. He's been on the practice squad for 2 years. He might be getting a chance to play on Sunday. Maybe he'll make an impact in that running game against Derrick Henry. But with Mike Hilton, he's their nickel cornerback, and they run a lot of nickel. Can you just put Cam Sutton in that position and then be fine? That's the question. Can Cam Sutton do everything that Mike Hilton can do? Well, Cam Sutton is going to have that opportunity if they give it to him. And if they do give it to him, he might be showing the Steelers, look, at the end of this season, when Mike Hilton expects a big contract, you can sign me for cheaper and I can do exactly what he does. So he's going to get an opportunity. He's going to get an opportunity to prove what he's made of, to prove what he can do. We'll see how he handles that situation. Otherwise, you have to wonder if the Steelers do have to go into a dime defense, what do they do in the secondary? If we are using week 6 when Mike Hilton left, and I hate to do that because they're going to have a whole week to plan now. They're going to have a whole week. So when you have a week to prepare, it doesn't necessarily mean that what they did last week is what they're going to do this week. Last week, they actually took Justin Lane, second-year cornerback, off the bench, put him on the outside, and moved Steven Nelson into the slot. Okay, and that meant that then Cam Sutton took over Hilton's position. It's strange. It's different. They have options. They might be able to use Sean Davis in certain situations. I feel like the less players playing out of position, the better. So if that means that Nelson stays on the outside, you move Sean Davis into the nickel spot, and you move Cam Sutton to his usual dime spot, that's not many changes. It's only one change. It's only Davis in for Hilton. But if you're moving Cam Sutton down to Hilton's spot, and then you have to move someone on the inside from the outside to the inside and Nelson, and you're bringing in Lane, that's three. That's way too many. But then again, I'm not a coach. And that's why Keith Butler gets paid the big bucks. From a fantasy football perspective, looking at the Steelers' offense, it's a crapshoot. Every week is a crapshoot. You never know who's going to perform. You never know who's going to be the standout. You never know whose turn it'll be to step up. You know, you look at 2 weeks ago, obviously it was Chase Claypool with 4 touchdowns. Last week, Claypool had another good game, but it was James Washington stepping up and winning his mismatch or his one-on-one matchup. This week, Deontay Johnson will be back. Who loses snaps because of Deontay Johnson being back? When is Juju Smith-Schuster going to come back and explode? I have a feeling it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Well, this Tennessee defense is not good. It's not good. And maybe this is the week that Juju Smith-Schuster gets more one-on-one looks. Maybe this is the week that the defense is concerned about Ebron and Claypool and Deontay Johnson, and they put Juju in the slot and say, young man, go get it. Because we know that Roethlisberger will find him. But again, for fantasy football, it is so tough to diagnose exactly what the Steelers are going to do. You just never know. It's a good thing for the Steelers. It's a good thing for the fan base. It's a good thing for them being undefeated and maybe staying undefeated. It's a bad thing for fantasy football owners. So if you're out there hoping for some magic words of wisdom, I am going to say I think Juju's due for a breakout. I'm just not sure when. Take a chance if you want. We'll see. With that said, I hope you enjoyed all these podcasts this week. I know I always enjoy them. I know that you'll be checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com for all your Pittsburgh Steelers needs and wherever you get your podcasts. Google Play, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Pandora, Spotify, you name it. Follow us so that you don't miss a thing, because we are going to have a ton of great content coming up this weekend. The pregame, Touchdown Under, Brunch with Tony, and then after the game on Sunday, win, lose, or draw, myself, Brian Anthony Davis, and Dave Schofield will be there in the Steelers postgame show to break down that huge Week 7 game. Who wins? Who loses? Only time will tell. In the meantime, be safe, be kind, and God bless. Go Steelers.